this session, we're going to talk about putting it all together. What do you do when you have a set of chords, for instance, that seem to want to become a song, or a really cool riff that you just want to keep running with, or a few lines of writing or lyrics that seem like they could go somewhere? As you've learned in this course so far, any one of these things could serve as the seed or the starting point for a song. What you want to do now, in the spirit of experimentation in play, is begin to see if any one of these could begin to lead to another element of a song. For instance, let's say you have a really cool riff and you're playing the riff over and over. Could you begin to come up with some chords that seem to go well with that riff, that lead into that riff or come out of that riff? And from those chords, can you begin to think of a melody? Can you begin to pick a note or two out of those particular chords and find a melody that your voice might sing? You know by now that your song needs an idea, it needs lyrics, it needs chords, it needs a melody to sing, and as a bonus, a cool riff or hook will put your own personal stamp on it. In most cases, building a song out of the elements that you have in front of you is not going to be a straight line. You'll have one element that feels like it's starting to come together, starting to take some shape, and yet you'll know that there are other elements that still need to be brought up to speed. The process of bringing all these things together is the process of experimentation, trying out different ideas, and keeping track of the ideas that you like. Once again, this is not the time to be worried about whether it's any good or not. Just go with what you like the sound of, what you like the feel of. Just let your instincts be your guide. As your chords and lyrics and riffs begin to take shape, you're going to want to start thinking about how to put them together to form a complete song. And that's what we're going to talk about next. I'm going to talk you through one very common song structure. I will show you what the basic building blocks of a song are and how they're supposed to work together. Now, we've already talked a little bit about this in terms of the idea of the chorus and the verses of the song, in terms of the fact that the chorus, lyrically, will serve to express the main idea of the song, and the verses, lyrically, will somehow support that main idea with examples or with a story unfolding or other smaller details. But how many verses do you need? And how many times will you repeat that chorus? And what are the building blocks that will hold all that together? And how does it all work? Well, let's start right at the top. Chances are your song will have some sort of an intro. Now, the intro could be that main riff or hook that you've chosen that will serve to introduce the song, but will also appear again later on in the song two or three more times. Or the intro could be very simple, like strumming the first chord or the first few chords of the song instrumentally before going into the singing part. After the intro, let's go to the first verse. Let's say, for the sake of argument, this verse will be 4 lines long, and in terms of the lyrics, it may serve to sort of introduce the idea of the song to the listener. What's the story going to be here? What are we talking about? Now, let's go into a second verse. Musically, in terms of the number of lines and the rhythm of those lines and the chords that accompany those lines, the verses should be fairly identical to each other. Where they will be different is in the lyrics. You're telling the next part of the story here. So far we've had an intro and 2 verses. Now it's time for a chorus. Once again, the chorus is going to express the main idea of the song, and usually you're going to really raise the energy here musically as well. You don't want to use the same exact chords and melody as you did for the verses. You want the chorus to feel different, to feel more exciting. Let's say, for the sake of argument right now, that the chorus is also 4 lines long, but again, distinctly different in sound than the verses. Now, as this first chorus comes to an end, this would be a good place to reintroduce that riff or hook that we opened the song with. For the listener, the repetition of that hook has an anchoring effect. It gives them a break from having to process the meaning of all those lyrics, and it serves as a point of familiarity that's really satisfying to return to. So far we have intro riff, verse, chorus, intro riff. Let's follow that up with 1 or 2 more verses, and then 1 more chorus. At this point, you should consider yourself to be about 2/3 of the way through the song. And by this point, the listener has begun to develop some expectations. They've begun to recognize that riff. They've begun to anticipate that another verse might be coming up, or when the next chorus might be coming up. They're making educated guesses based on the patterns that you've established so far, which is what makes this the perfect point to wake them up by breaking those patterns. After that second chorus, let's put an instrumental break, which could be just playing through the chords of a verse structure, for instance, or some kind of an instrumental improvisation or lead guitar solo. Another thing that could happen at this juncture in the song is called the bridge of the song. Not all songs have a bridge, but a bridge can be a really cool option for breaking things up a little bit at that sort of two-thirds of the way through the song point. Remember, the point of whichever thing happens here, an instrumental break or a bridge, is to surprise the listener just when they thought they were able to guess exactly what was going to happen next based on the patterns you've already established with verse, chorus, and riffs. For this reason, it's super important that the bridge be really noticeably different from the other sections of the song. It's not uncommon for the bridge to use a whole different set of chords than you've used already in the rest of the song. And here you might dig into your chord theory to figure out, are there any chords in this key that I'm playing in that I haven't used yet? This would be a good time to use a chord that goes intuitively well with what you've already been using, but has not yet appeared in the song necessarily. In terms of the lyrics in the bridge section, they will frequently take a slightly different perspective, maybe a different point of view than the rest of the song. For instance, if the lyrics of the verses and chorus, say, are telling a story, as you might sit down and tell the story to a friend, the lyrics in the bridge might reflect a slightly different perspective, such as your own inner thoughts or your own memories about that story. These are things you might leave out when you're telling the story to your friend, but you put them in when you're writing a song to make it more interesting. So, from the top of the song, we have some sort of an intro. We have the first verse that somehow introduces what the song is going to be about. We have a second verse that tells a little bit more about that. We have a chorus that talks about the main idea, the overarching idea of the song. Then we go into another verse or two, offering more details about why the chorus is so true. Then we have another chorus, once again reiterating the main idea of the song. And then we're about two-thirds of the way through the song, and we have either an instrumental break or a bridge. After the instrumental break or the bridge, let's put one more chorus, possibly repeat that chorus if that sounds good to you. And then we'll finish up the song with either an outro, which is kind of the opposite idea of an intro, a little musical phrase that takes it out, or a fade out, or any kind of ending that you want to decide upon. Once again, this song structure I just suggested to you is very commonly used, but also it's only one of many, many options. I offer it to you as a starting point, so when you are gathering your elements, your verses, your chorus, your riffs, you can think of this structure as a framework or a set of guidelines for how you might piece all those things together into a complete song. And now for some listening homework. Listen to a song on the radio or from your music collection and see if you can identify the structure of the song. See if you can notice how they've put the song together. Is there an intro? If so, what is it? Are there verses? If so, how many? Is there a chorus? If so, how many times does it repeat and where within the song? Is there an instrumental break? Is there a bridge? And if there is a bridge, how does it differ from the rest of the song, either lyrically, musically, or both? The more songs you listen to from this perspective of identifying the structure, the more you are building your own set of ideas and options for how you can put your own songs together. Which of course leads us to the hands-on portion of the homework. Go to your songwriting notebook and pick out a project that you've been working on that seems particularly promising or particularly close to having enough going on for it to bring together into a full song. Using what you've learned in this lesson about song structure, begin to organize it. Begin to figure out what could go where, what verse should come first, and what verse should come second. What things have you written that serve more as a chorus idea, in other words, expressing the sort of main idea or overarching idea of the song, and how many times and where do you want to repeat that? As parts of the song begin to take shape, record them and label them so that you don't forget any of the good ideas that you're coming up with during this experimentation and brainstorming process. And now that you understand the basics of song structure and what basic elements a song needs to be complete, challenge yourself. Bring this song in for a landing. Come up with what you need to fill it out, beginning to end. Don't worry if it's good enough or not. Just challenge yourself to actually complete the whole song beginning to end, and then learn to play it. The song belongs to you, so you can always make changes later on. Have fun with this, and congratulations, you're writing songs now.